Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. I'm Erin, that's Char.
Hey.
This is your weekly basic bitch. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us every Monday morning on BFF.fm, 5:30 to 6. And we're here about the basic bitch. But quickly, not even quickly, I want to talk about new friend of the show, Irene Espiritu, in our very last episode that you can find now online. I didn't really realize how much of her story is sort of like Ange.
What do you mean sort of?
But like you said in the interview, she is, or did you say it off mic? I can't remember now. I think it was in the interview.
Spirit animal?
That's Ange's spirit animal. Also the woman from Desolation Center. You can find that episode.
It's funny. I had the exact same thoughts of, holy crap, this is like another Desolation Center moment.
But she's not here.
But she's not here. But right. I'm like, Ange is in studio.
Right, she's not here, but she's here. Yeah, I mean
everything about it. It's like you know, kind of the nomadic life.
Yep.
The traveling. I just wanted to do something, so I did it.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like I said, it was kind of like fuck it, I'm gonna try it, and I love Irene. I just love her. She's a good,
such a sweetheart.
She's a good egg, and I loved her story. And sometimes you got to do shit that scares you. Right, Char?
Sure. I guess I do that all the time.
You do that daily. All the time. You drive all night. You scare the shit out of me. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was
seemed eventful.
Yeah, it was chill. You know, I've been preoccupied with, you know, curveballs and not curveballs and what are we going to do? And then we do it anyways.
Are you talking metaphorically? Are you talking about traveling? Are you talking about bitch talk?
I'm talking about everything.
Okay.
I'm talking about the
Sundance. I don't know.
Sundance. I'm talking about the $7,000 car transmission estimation. And
well, Merry Christmas. Yeah. That's probably your Christmas
present. And then we ended up, what we ended up doing is renting a car for...
That's right. That's
for
right.
For the trip.
Okay.
Because, we had planned to go, we had planned for this kind of mini Disneyland trip right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Since like September or August or something like that.
Oh, it's been on the books.
Yeah. Like my sister-in-law had made the reservation at the hotel, mm-hmm. and we just kind of had it on calendar. And then last week I was driving home and the car sounded funny. And it was one of those things where it didn't sound like it was anything major, maybe like a battery. Like it was like doing kind of like this, like it looked like it was like, it sounded like the battery was like losing power. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I should probably get that checked out. Not thinking that it was anything major. I thought maybe it might be like, oh, it needs a charge. Oh, it needs a new battery. Oh, maybe the cables are bad.
Right.
Or something goofy like that. And then they were like, oh, you need a new transmission. And of course, I took it to, you know, the man, like, you know, some big, you know, corporate
place. Some douche is like, oh, I can swindle her and just tell
her. And they basically gave me the rundown of like, oh,
of
well, you need these things and these
always.
Things and these things. And all of this stuff together is going to cost about $7,900.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap, I might as well buy a new car, except for the fact that, you know, there's still a year left of payments on this car. But good news is that I did a little, you know, did a little searching and, you know, did a little, you know, reviewing and did some homework and found a kind of a mom and pop type place.
Which are my favorites.
That are, you know, locally.
And they're a lot nicer.
Exactly. It was like kind of like, you know, the straight shooter. They were like, you know, and basically what they did, instead of looking for the transmission to put back into the car, they basically took it apart and rebuilt it themselves.
Oh, shit.
And they did it in like 3 days.
Oh, you already did it?
Yeah, I picked it up this morning because I could have picked it up on Friday, but I was in Disneyland.
Right, so. Right, right. Wow.
So.
Please tell me it costs a lot less.
It costs about half the price.
Wow. Okay.
A little bit more, like, yeah, about 55%.
Okay.
But it was, you know, it didn't feel like you were buying a new car.
Right. Because when you told me, I was like, oh, fuck, she's going to have to buy a new car. Like, that's just, why would you spend that much money?
Exactly. I thought, great, I'm going to pay, you know.
And Sundance isn't probably
$3,000 for another car that.
Right.
$3,000 left in payments for a car that's never going to drive again. And it's a family car because it's the big SUV that I use for when I have the kids, you know, and when I'm taking care of the nephews and stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a little bit safer to haul them with some room.
Yeah.
And so.
I mean, I used to haul kids around in my little 2-door Honda Civic.
Yeah, no, I guess I could do that too, but.
I mean.
It's just, I just realize it's easier to, yeah. I mean, I do lug the kids around in the Versa, but. The truck's just a lot easier to just throw crap in.
Right.
You gotta go.
True. It's true. And throw them in, basically.
The seats stay in.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about losing space.
Right.
And then you open up, you know, the back of the SUV and you just start throwing all the stuff. All the shit in there.
That kids have somehow.
Oh, man.
But you paid for that. How was Disneyland?
Disneyland was fun. It was cold. It was, although
I saw it was raining.
It rained the first night, the first day, and I thought that it was going to be like that the rest of the week. And like I ended up buying the poncho,
and
like freezing my ass off that first day because I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah,
and so I like had to go to the store and get some layers.
Yeah,
I wasn't planning for.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was fun. It wasn't quite as crowded as I thought it would be.
Probably because of the weather.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And then, but it was fun. And then it's fun. It's because the kids are getting bigger.
Right.
And like, Schmoetz is getting to the point where he's turning into me and my brother, you know, where we're like, you were at that age where, you know, like he knows the lay of the land. He's like, oh, no, I want to go here. This is what I want to do. No. Let's go over here first. And then Goose, the little guy, is walking around. So he's like an Energizer Bunny. He always wants to be put down.
Okay.
And then you literally put him down, and then he starts running. So you have to run after him.
Right.
But he's having the time of his life. Oh. My mom wasn't able to go, so I was sending, she was asking me to send her videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sending her videos of Goose, on the dance floor dancing with Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I miss the times that I could go and enjoy Disneyland an adult.
Right.
But this stuff and watching it with little kids is fun.
Yeah.
Watching that in their eyes is awesome.
Right.
But then we kind of have a system now where we put the kids to sleep and then one person stays back and then the other two go back into the park.
Oh, that's smart. So just trade off?
Right. So like the first night, my brother and my sister-in-law, they went back because I was beat ass tired that first day.
Well, you probably drove.
Yeah. And and so they went back into the park at I think around 8:30 or 9 we've been doing this since we were kids. We closed the place out and got onto all the long rides at the very last minute when all the lines dwindled down.
Yep.
And then the following day, Candace stayed with the boys and my brother and I got to do that, and we closed out with a 8-minute line to Hyperspace Mountain.
Dude.
Those are the best.
We didn't get to do that last year when we went to Disneyland. We didn't get to ride all the cool rides. It was just too fucking crowded. Even with Fast Pass.
This was Christmas last year, right?
Yeah. It was rough. It was a little rough. I mean, first world problems. But, you pay a lot of money, and it's like, damn, we didn't even, not even one full day.
Man.
You just had to pick and choose your battles. It's fine. I just wouldn't recommend going on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, which is what I've done before.
Well, I'm always blocked out because of it.
Oh, you're a pass. That's right.
Which I'm a little bummed about because I thought I was going to try to get back there for more Christmas season.
Oh yeah.
But then
the times you can go, or the, like,
yeah, like there's only two weeks out of the year that my pass doesn't work, and it's like the 20th of December till like the 3rd yeah. of January.
They want those holiday bucks.
Yeah.
In
so
there.
So I was like, well, if either I go right before, like, so if I go right back, like, within the next week and a half,
yeah,
or I go on the very last day of holiday season, right at the new year, like on the
fifth,
because the sixth is when the holidays go away, and I think my pass reopens up on the fourth.
So you could feasibly go down there, yeah, the night of the third or something,
exactly,
and get in first thing on the fourth,
yeah. If I'm up to it. I don't know why I'd be up to it, because I go like 30 times a year.
But it's Disney.
Well, that's the thing. My brother and I were talking about that. We were, as we were leaving, you know, we were there for 2.5 days.
Yeah.
One of the mishaps that we had was they bought one of those, I don't know if you've ever seen them, those big ass stroller wagons.
Mm-mm.
It looks like a wagon, but it's a stroller.
Okay.
And they're huge, not super huge, but they're big, and it's like, it's very comfortable for kids, like if you've got multiples.
Right.
And so it's like the perfect thing for Schmoes and Goose, because they can sit, they face each other when they pass out, they both can sleep in there, and then it carries a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And it's great. And we had heard that they had started banning them at Disneyland,
yeah.
but we had seen them around.
Okay.
And then there's a big thing on the floor when you get into the like security area that mm-hmm. says, this is like your stroller has to fit in here.
Basically like the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dimensions. Exactly. It's on the ground. So basically if you can roll your stroller over it and it fits in that box, then you're good to go. And so we were like, I don't know what they're talking about, it being banned. I've seen it inside the park. And then we take it with us. We pack it into the rental car, and it eats up like half of our trunk.
Of course,
and
just throwing shit in there,
right? And then we get into Disneyland, or we are getting into security, and they basically told my brother, like, "Yeah, we're not going to let you get in here with that." They're like, "That's a wagon, and we don't let wagons in; we let strollers in." And so he had to check the gate. They let him store it for free for the day.
Okay, that's good.
So we didn't have to go back to the hotel,
right?
But then you have...
Did you have to carry the kids then?
We had a 1.5-year-old and a 5-year-old that hates to walk in Disneyland for a day, for the first day. And so my brother had that carrier for Goose.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, well, now I know what it's like to be pregnant with a 23-pound baby.
Because
mm-hmm. he had to carry him on his front the whole time. And Schmoes wanted to be carried. That kid's like 50 pounds now, so I was putting him on my shoulders. So I was walking around Disneyland the whole time with the kid on my shoulders. And so that first day we were beat, and I was like, and then when I needed layers, and I like the day was almost over, we were back at the hotel, I go, I think I'm gonna go to the store. And I went to the local big box store,
right,
and got a $14 umbrella stroller.
Fuck yeah. Because kind of fuck Disney in a way, because if you rented a stroller,
it would be like $35 to get a double stroller,
right?
So I was like, you guys still have to carry Goose,
right,
but I'm not carrying
this fucking
50 pounder on my shoulders for the next it's like, Auntie, Uppie, shoulders, please.
Oh, no. Auntie tired.
Like, it was a point where I was, like, walking. And then the second time he wanted to go in, he was just like, oh, I want my backpack of toys. I was like, dude, you just added 5 pounds.
Oh, my God. So basically, that's the Disney stroller now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or the backup stroller, or it's the stroller gets thrown into the back of the SUV, so right. that we always have a.
You have one.
I always have a stroller. I don't have to pack one of their.
Right.
They have like 5,000 strollers, which was kind of painful because I'm like, dude, there's like 3 different combinations of strollers where the one can stand, and then the one could sit next to each other. Like, there's they've got everything, and I'm like, and we brought the one that Disney would not let us in.
Yeah, banned.
And so all of us were pretty beat up by the end of that. Like, broken back spasms. Like,
right. And then your feet are basically going to fall off.
And my brother and my sister-in-law are coming up on their 38 now. And so and then they keep complaining about shit.
Wait. Oh, they're 38. I'm sorry. They're Captain Party's age.
Right.
Right. And still young.
They're still youngins. But then the thing is, they're complaining about, like they were joking to each other about, like, I'm so achy. You should probably get some Bengay, rub my back. And I'm
no,
like,
no, salon pus.
Well, that's what I said. I go, dude, you guys are pushing 40.
Yep.
This is going to be normal for you guys.
It just gets worse.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, pretty soon you guys are going to start talking about salon pus. I literally said that to them.
Guess what you can get them for Christmas? They have big boxes at Costco. Serious.
So, anyways.
I think that's what I'm going to get for Captain Party for Christmas. A box of salon pus. Seriously.
From all her travels?
Well, from whatever is next.
Sundance?
Yes. I brought them this year, whenever that was, to Sundance. Everyone made fun of me, but they were used.
Anyways, that was the weekend.
Okay. Yeah, you literally got back this morning?
Yeah. It was a lot of driving this morning. Dude. We got in. My brother and I, basically it was my brother and I, we traded
Switch,
off.
Yeah.
But we got in to Fairfield, to his house, at about 3 a.m. I slept. And then Schmoetz woke up, and then he wanted to find all of his
stuff.
All of his Lightning McQueen die casts that were in, like, his 10,000 toy chests.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, I'm going, I gotta rest because I gotta take the rental car back.
Right, in the morning. Or in, like, 5 hours or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So I slept for, like, 2 or 3 hours and woke up.
As you do.
I woke up at, like, 5 or 6 or something and drove the car to drop off the rental. And then I came back and then I had to go pick up the SUV and then I got home and I took a nap.
Good.
And then I woke up, answered a couple of texts, but not one that I thought I had answered. And then I woke up, took another nap.
Oh.
And I woke up from some
texts. Well, like, maybe they're not back from LA. But I'm like, you would have told me. And it's, anyways.
Yeah. No, it was funny because I woke up and I was like, I thought I replied to this. And I'm like, if you're like, if I need to cancel.
Well, I was like, just let me know. It's okay. It's totally fine.
But here we are.
Here we are.
What's up with you? How was Christmas or Thanksgiving? All of that stuff.
It's fine. Ate a lot. Avoided politics, political talk.
Did you do it here with family?
Yeah. My sister lives like 8 blocks away from me. They host it every year as long as I remember. And it was great and easy. And after the family Thanksgiving, our neighbors had their own Thanksgiving going, and they had karaoke, which was fun. And there was a lot of hijinks happening. And yeah, that was fun. And then now we're having this Tony's Pizza day after meal.
Oh, I saw a post about that.
Yeah, which when I got up the next morning, I was like, "Is this a good decision?" After you eat Thanksgiving meal, like, to go to Tony's the day after, it's fine. It's just like, you know what you're signing up for. So my fiance has a really wonderful bartender friend that's been at Tony's for like 9 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. His name's Rob Vell. If you go see him, tell him Aaron and Jeff say hello. Fantastic bartender, and it's just the nicest guy. And we get set up and we sit at the bar for like 2 to 3 hours and order all the food and have all the fun, and it's great. So and it's just like a nice little treat for like my sister and brother-in-law because they host every year. So
that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So we did that and walked around North Beach and got home this year at a reasonable time and weren't totally blitzed by the time. Because last year we did this and last year was a rough one. And it was after our friend passed away. So I think Jeff and I just went for it. And we went for it in North Beach. We did like drunk Christmas shopping. We stopped at like 2 other bars and we ended up having dinner at Sam's Pizza.
How funny.
And burgers.
I was going to say, I was like, well, was Andrew part of that at all?
No, because she was in Mexico.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Sending us photos of Barry Jenkins. on the rooftop
that we didn't believe were him.
I didn't.
I didn't either. That actually would be funny text to send to each other of the screenshots.
Yeah,
of us going,
probably.
Dude, that's not him. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I'm like, she's drunk. She doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm like, although it is an African American male wearing the same kind of outfit that Barry Jenkins would probably wear. He always wears like a collared shirt and a sweater. I don't know. It's pretty funny.
I was like, well, did you say anything to him?
Yeah, no, she didn't. No, I'm shy. I don't know what to say. Jesus Christ, that girl. Anyways, last year was kind of whatever. We tied one on. And this year, we only went to Specs afterwards, had one drink, and then went home. So very respectable. But we ended up watching Step Brothers again, which is such a good...
Nice.
And eating leftovers from the night before. Our neighbors, we've been talking about having a monthly movie night. We finally did it, and we did it at our house, and we did Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's such a fucking it still holds up ish.
Oh, every vacation. Like, which vacation sucks? There's not a vacation that sucks.
Well, did the Vegas one kind of suck?
Oh, the Vegas one's so good.
Is it? I don't remember.
Oh, there's so many. I quote that stuff all the time.
Vegas vacation?
Yeah. Right. I walk around going, am I right? Am I right?
I love Christmas vacation, and I love European vacation.
European's my favorite.
It is.
Well, I think that's because that was when we were younger.
Yes.
Like, that's like very much my 80s childhood of me watching that.
And it's funny now, like last night we were watching. So it's funny to know who knows that movie really well and like your group of friends. And so this one was my pick. And I was like, I'm sorry in advance. I'm probably going to be quoting all of the lines, but I'll be back in the back doing it. Well, it ends up that like our Austrian friend, this is his family's favorite movie every year to watch.
Oh, funny.
And then our other friend, Steven, our neighbor also knew every line as well. So it was just like, we were all like bouncing stuff off of each other. And then before the movie, I was just looking up stupid facts about Christmas Vacation. Before I could even start, Steven started. He's like, oh, did you know this this beginning scene was filmed in outside of Chicago and in Colorado and da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, hey, Steven, did you know that this film only grossed $11 million and it's for...
Oh my gosh, it was a Christmas off.
Yeah, well, and Jeff's like, I didn't know we were at Mystery Science Theater. I'm like, all right, shut it. Anyways.
No, I've been, I don't know if you've, jumped on the, Disney Plus bandwagon at all.
Let's just say the guy that I live with might have his brother's login. That's what I'm going to say. Because I forbid him to pay for that shit. I'm like, not one more thing.
Well, yeah.
It's stupid though, because I'm like, whatever. I just, Disney can suck it. Sorry.
I'll digress, because that was basically, one of my friends was at Disney the same time I was over the weekend, and we were texting each other.
Oh, okay.
Because we were kind of like on different schedules, obviously. She's got an adult teenage daughter that she gets to go around with.
Yeah, and normal times, and not caring.
And yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't have a five-year-old as a hunchback.
Right. Well, you were at Disneyland, hunchback in Notre Dame.
Exactly. Sorry. So anyways, we were texting each other what we were doing, and it was us just spending more money. She was just like, because they have holiday food.
Of course they do.
And so every place has a different thing, right?
And everything looks delicious.
My friend Maria was just like, oh, we're tasting the peppermint beignets over in New Orleans Square. And I'm like, well, we have to pick up the handmade candy cane between 11 and 2 p.m. and then we're going to go look to see if they still have the alien popcorn bins collector's items. I was like just flushing money into the Disney machine.
And then do you also have Fast Pass?
I have the I'm the only one though, so it's not helpful for, because I'm the only one that can do it on my phone.
Right. Okay.
But then of course it comes with the free pictures, or quote unquote free pictures.
Right. But I'm just like, that's another charge though.
Right. And so anyways,
sorry.
No. To go back to the Disney Plus thing, is the more money I flush into the Disney machine. But kind of like what you were talking about, like I've been watching all of the movies on there and just like reliving my childhood. Mm-hmm. Like the first day I opened the account, it was Dumbo, Bambi.
Someone told me they've been watching, they watched something recently on Disney Plus, and they're like, I didn't realize how racist it was. What was it? What's the movie that have that used to have? I guess they took it out. We Are Siamese. Is that Dumbo?
No, no, no. That's
Pinocchio. No.
No. Is it Lady and the Tramp?
Maybe. Or? Yeah, they're like, that's hella racist. And so is maybe it's Pinocchio is the other one that was super racist. I'm like, yeah, but we didn't know.
Yeah, well,
I'm not saying it's okay, but we didn't know. It just was. It was.
Oh well, there was. Oh, and I watched Fox and the Hound.
Is that racist or is there sex stuff in it? No, because remember there was that too, boners and shit.
No, it wasn't racist, but they were like it was definitely they were killing all the animals.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. I can't handle that shit.
Like it was, you know, it was a hunter. Like that's how the fox and the hound, they couldn't be friends anymore because one was raised to be a fox hound, oh, cool. A hunting hound.
Oh, cool.
And he was supposed to hunt the fox.
That's some fucked up shit. Just I don't want to tell you the rabbit hole I went down, but I am for a minute, and then I'll have to find a high note to leave on because this is a real downer. But this is so embarrassing. I literally was in my office at work, like crying. So did you?
Oh my God, what now?
It's one of those things where I got on Twitter and there's this hashtag and it was confusing. It's I'm old. I'm officially
all
old.
All right, it said
RIP and now I'm not going to remember the name. And I was like, that's confusing because I thought that guy already died like last month. It was the name of now I'm totally forgetting the representative that passed away last month. He's a big deal. Anyways, okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. It said RIP and some name. And so I click on it and I'm like, what's this about? It was about a koala that died of its fire injuries because there's been a huge bushfire in Australia.
Oh no.
So you click on it and it automatically shows you the video of this koala being saved by this woman out of the fire. And I'm sitting there watching this because you can't not watch it at this point. I'm invested. And this thing, this koala is like wailing. So I probably half the day I'm texting with Jeff and I'm finding out all these koala facts. Did you know that swear to God, koalas are functionally extinct at this point because of all of these fires, you know, whether you believe climate change or not, Australia is having more, I guess they call them bushfires down there. And so it's taking out all the eucalyptus. Look, I went down this rabbit hole. It's taking out all the eucalyptus. So they're basically starving. They're not mating. And they're functionally extinct at this point. Koala bears, everybody. Koala bears. So, long story short, I ended up donating to the hospital. Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I was so sad because I was like, if koala bears are fucked, we're fucked. That's all I'm going to say.
So, wait. You were at work?
This is all at work.
So you're sitting there.
I'm still answering emails, everyone.
You're answering emails, but then were people going up to you going, what's wrong? You're
yes.
Like, it's a koala
well,
bear.
I mean, no one was at work last week. So my one colleague came in, and I love her so much, and she gets it. And I was like, can I just tell you this rabbit hole? I'm in tears. I don't know. Anyways, like, save like the goddamn
time,
koalas.
It was like the time that we were on the bus at Sundance, and you started telling me about Kafar.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, I can never forget
rhinos.
That.
Yeah, look like Cokie, my dog.
We were sitting on the bus, and you almost started crying. You like looked at me. You're like, I was watching this movie
because I was by myself watching this goddamn movie.
I just had to stop. I couldn't. I just couldn't.
I couldn't finish it. I couldn't. I couldn't finish the goddamn movie.
Oh, I can't wait for Sundance to come back.
It's just the thing, like, if those animals are fucked, we kind of are fucked, right? I mean, I hate to be such a downer, and I know you have nephews, but I mean, kind of, like, what kind of world is this going to be? Okay, anyways, save the koalas.
So what's your up note?
I don't really know. Sundance. Irina Spiritu, that's my fucking up note. Go back and listen to that interview. I love her. Living her best life. That's the one that gives me hope this week. Jesus Christ.
The Kingmaker. That's next week.
Yes.
Chef,
that's not
Chef 2?
Chef 2. He's going to be awesome. He's so awesome already. I have like I said, I only had one encounter with him. He's one of my favorite Top Chef contestants. And just through like us Instagram messaging and texting, he's so awesome. Like, I can't wait for his energy in here. And I'm sorry, Ange, just missing it. Yeah, sorry, Ange.
Well, she decided to go to Oaxaca.
Look, she sent me a picture of herself with shorts and a tank top. She's like, best weather ever. I'm like,
she good. Decided to go fishing.
Yeah, gone fishing. O-O-O out of office. All right, this is our basic bitch for the week. I'm Erin, that's Char. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can find us at BFF.FM every Monday morning from 5:30 to 6. We are powered by GoTo Productions. Bitch, please.